makers of X-Lax present Strange as it Seems. From every year in the calendar and every place on the globe, the world's strangest facts have been assembled and are brought to you twice each week by the makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. Tonight, you'll hear about the Oregon Trail and the absent-minded president, and something you may never have known before about a famous queen. And may we tell you something you may never have known before about a famous product, meaning, of course, X-Lax. Did you know that it is the largest selling laxative in the whole wide world? That if you stacked the 46 million boxes sold last year, one on top of the other, they would reach a height 1,450 times as high as the famous Eiffel Tower in Paris? Well, it's true. And it happened because apparently the world thinks X-Lax is the best laxative in the world. Kinder, gentler, effective, more pleasant to take. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. Try X-Lax yourself next time you need a laxative.
The Oregon Trail. You are on a huge airliner one clear day, 5,000 feet in the air. Across the aisle, old Mr. Truitt from San Francisco is making his first transcontinental flight across the United States. The stewardess comes up to him.
Are you all right, Mr. Truitt?
Yes, I am, young lady. Yes, I've been saving money for 3 years to make this trip. Yes, I've gone the covered wagon, train, automobile, and now airship.
Covered wagon? Really? But that was so long ago.
Oh, I went across in 1856.
1856? But I don't see how you...
Well, I'd be 89 year old.
89?
Yes, I went across when I was 10 year old. My ma and pa was going to Oregon to stake a claim.
Mr. Truitt, then you went on the Oregon Trail?
Yep. I had an awful time in Nebraska. Yes, I remember Nebraska especially because I almost died of blood poisoning. Of course, they didn't call it blood poisoning then, but I was...
Mr. Truitt, look out of the window. Down.
What?
Look, quick.
Huh?
See that thin line like wagon tracks? It follows the North Platte River. See?
Yes, I see it. Yes, we followed the North Platte in 1856.
Well, that is the Oregon Trail.
What? By golly, it is. Say, it looks as if we crossed the river there.
It does.
Well, then, that must be where we had all that trouble with the wheel when I was sick with the fever. I had more tarnation trouble than during the whole trip went.
Are you all right, Jimmy?
All right, Ma. But my head's so awful hot.
Oh, there now, dear. I'll put another damp cloth on your head.
Mama, how's Jimmy?
Well, everything's all right, John. If you could only stop just for a day. The jolting's so bad for Jimmy.
Don't dare ask him to stop, Mama.
Mama.
There, Jimmy. There now.
I didn't mean to make a noise, Ma. But it got out before I could stop it.
Oh, John, can't we stay behind? I'm afraid for Jimmy.
We don't dare leave the others, Ma. You know that. How about that wagon we passed yesterday? The one the Indians got.
Oh, John, don't say anything about it. Don't.
Get them cattle back over there.
I better go up ahead. Not many more hours, Mama. It'll be night soon.
Mama.
Are you all right, Jimmy?
I wish I could sleep, Ma. But I can't when I'm jolted like this. I feel as if I were on a big black horse with fire coming out of his mouth, galloping and galloping.
He's getting delirious. Oh, God, make him well. I won't ever complain again. I won't ever tell John I'm lonesome for the folks back home. If you'll just make Jimmy well. Poor little Dyke. Poor little... Oh, God, please make us stop. Just for a day. What happened, John? What happened?
Must have broke that doggone wheel I was worried about. Yep, that's what I done.
John, did you break a wheel?
Hey, John Troy broke away!
John! Will we have to stop?
Yeah, guess we gotta stay here until it's fixed. Only made 10 miles today, but we got to fix that wheel.
Oh, thanks, God. Thanks. Jimmy.
Yes, Mama.
You can sleep now, darling. You can sleep now. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
And so we stayed there for a whole day and gave me a chance to rest. I was a strong young'un. I finally got over the fever, and so here I am. Hey, let me look at that spot again.
We're way past it now, Mr. Truitt.
Are we? Well, in this short of time, 20 miles a day then, if we were lucky. And look at us now.
You can still see the wagon tracks of the Oregon Trail as they were traveled by thousands of covered wagons across the Nebraska plains. Strange as it seems, this 2,000-mile trail was not laid out by Indians, nor by adventurous trappers, but by wild animals, which discovered the simplest route through the plains and mountains. The Absent-Minded President. Right at this time, when Thomas Jefferson, our third president, is being quoted at such great length because of his championship of states' rights as against a strong federal government, it is interesting to read his epitaph, composed by Jefferson himself. Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia. Strange as it seems, in his self-composed epitaph, Thomas Jefferson forgot to mention that he was once President of the United States. The Queen Who Hid From Herself. England in the 16th century. After years of war and intrigue, Mary, Queen of Scotland, had finally fled into England. There she had plotted against her cousin, Queen Elizabeth, because Mary felt that she was the rightful heir to the throne of England. 50-year-old Queen Elizabeth had no intention of giving up her throne to her cousin, Mary Stuart, and she kept Mary an unwilling prisoner in one castle after another. Now in 1583, Mary is in Sheffield Castle, where she has been imprisoned for 4 years. At Hampton Court, a royal palace near London, a young soldier is brought before Queen Elizabeth.
What is your name?
Edward Hodges, Your Majesty.
They tell me that you attempted to aid my cousin, Mary of Scotland, to escape from Sheffield Castle.
Yes, Your Majesty.
That is treason, Edward Hodges. You know the penalty for treason.
Death on the rack, Your Majesty.
Yes. Why did you do it? Speak up, my man.
You would not understand, Your Majesty. You are a woman.
Ah, you are a soldier of the crown. Why did you throw your life away for a whim of Mary Stuart? Tell me one reason why you were such a blind fool.
I will. I will show you the reason, Your Majesty. It is here in my money pouch.
What do you have in there? A lock of her hair?
No, Your Majesty. Her portrait. A little miniature I stole from her desk one day.
I see you are a romantic young fool. Give me the portrait. Clumsy out! Must you drop your filthy shillings on this polished table? I asked only for the portrait.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Do you see now why I threw my life away for such a face?
She cannot be as beautiful as that.
Oh, but she is, Your Majesty. Her skin is so white that even in the dark, her face glows. I would die for her gladly.
What of me, your queen. You cannot be loyal to both Mary Stuart and England.
Oh, your majesty, do not taunt me with that. I would lay down my life for England.
England, perhaps. But would you lay down your life for me?
Your majesty,
I understand.
Oh, but your majesty...
Do not bother to lie to me. Take back your dirty shillings. Now get out before I change my mind and have you torn to pieces.
Forgive me, your majesty.
Go, leave me alone. Leave me alone. So, here is one of his coins still on the desk. Ah, filthy thing. That portrait on the coin. That ugly, wrinkled woman. That hawk-nosed witch. That is I, Elizabeth. That is my portrait. If I could only...
Your Majesty.
Well, Jane Mortimer, what do you want?
Your Majesty, my mistress, you're unhappy.
Jane, Mary Stuart is my cousin. We should look something alike. This is her portrait. We do look alike, a little, don't we?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Jane. You may leave me now.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
She pitied me. She pitied me. I am old. I am old.
Strange as it seems, from this moment, for the last 20 years of her life, Queen Elizabeth never looked in a mirror. Her ladies-in-waiting tactfully kept all mirrors hidden from their sovereign so that her vanity would be appeased. The unfortunate master of the mint, who had coined the unflattering likeness of Elizabeth, was in disgrace for the rest of his life, and the original die of the shilling was utterly destroyed. What about you? Do you ever feel like hiding your mirror? Or does your mirror show bright eyes and a clean, clear complexion? An alert, alive, healthy look? Or does it show dulled eyes, a sallow skin, all the outward evidences of inward inefficiencies? No matter how carefully you may live, there are times when a good laxative is needed. And when you need one, won't you try X-Lax? Not only is it thoroughly effective, but it is so mild and so gentle, and so pleasant to take, since it tastes just like delicious chocolate. More X-Lax is used than any other brand in the whole wide world. That's how good it is. Incidentally, it costs only 10 cents a box at any drugstore. In Africa, a certain king had a herd of horses so holy that he considered it a sacred right to eat out of their mangers. The greatest honor he could offer was to invite you to have dinner with the holy horses. Tune in to the next broadcast. You will also meet the peacemaker who has been indirectly responsible for the death of millions of men. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. London is not the capital of England.